you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff. We've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. New data shows violent crime in the Twin Cities is up by 1%. Metro Transit is getting ready for a busy weekend, and Minnesota may be in for some extra snow this winter. But first, St. Paul unveils a new proposal for a gun control ordinance pending state action. The city publishing a proposed gun violence prevention ordinance, which will be introduced during the city council meeting next Wednesday, aiming to ban assault weapons, untraceable ghost guns, and restrict firearms in public spaces like parks and libraries. The legislation is the first from a new city coalition and will only take effect if state lawmakers repeal or amend preemption laws that currently prevent local governments from enforcing such regulations. City leaders are urging the state to lift the ban so they can immediately enact and enforce these stronger local policies. State officials are keeping a close eye on the federal government shutdown and how it will impact the low-income home energy assistance program. Last year, Minnesota received $125 million as a part of the federal program, providing assistance to low-income households. Lisa Paulish with the Division of Energy Resources spoke to WCCO-TV.
I'll say there's some anxiety for all of us. The other thing that causes anxiety is that for those crisis benefits or for those emergency repairs, someone could have an emergency on November 1st. We won't have the federal funds to be able to pay for that.
The department is still taking applications for energy assistance. A sentencing yesterday for a Chisholm man convicted in the 1986 rape and murder of a woman. 57-year-old Michael Carbo Jr. was indicted in 2022 for the rape and murder of Nancy Daugherty and was convicted later that year after DNA linked him to the crime scene. That conviction was overturned by the Minnesota Supreme Court, saying limited alternative perpetrator evidence should have been allowed. Carbo was again convicted earlier this year in a new trial. Violent crime in the 7-county Twin Cities metro area remained steady, increasing by 1% last year, according to new data from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. That's compared to a 3% decrease in violent crime across greater Minnesota. DPS says murders were down for a third straight year in 2024, with 170 compared to 181 the year before. Data shows law enforcement use of force incidents were up last year, as were assaults against peace officers. We're learning more about how the Trump administration's new deal to reduce the cost of IVF medication will impact Minnesota families. The agreement negotiated with two specialty German pharmacies and a drug manufacturer to lower the cost of commonly prescribed fertility drugs in exchange for relief from planned tariffs on imported pharmaceuticals. Minnesota mom and fertility patient Katie Warner tells WCCO's Vanita Sarkar this change could break down barriers for families hoping to conceive.
This provides a lot of hope for families, and that it's, yeah, like I said, hopefully it's a step in the right direction toward increased access for everybody.
The announcement did not include any new rules for insurers to cover the cost of IVF procedures. A Prior Lake spa owner faces criminal charges after allegedly injecting clients with black market products and performing medical procedures without a nursing license and proper training. 59-year-old Nancy Andenberg was charged following a year-long investigation that began when a close friend tipped off authorities about the practice, which also included weight loss drug injections. Andenberg is charged with one count of unlawful practice of medicine, a gross misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail. A sentencing yesterday for a 37-year-old Wabasha woman who admitted she was behind the wheel of a vehicle that struck an Amish buggy in southeastern Minnesota, killing two children near Stewartville in September of 2023. Samantha Jo Peterson was handed a 4-year prison sentence for criminal vehicular homicide and one count of criminal vehicular operation. A test of Peterson's blood found methamphetamine, amphetamine, and THC following the crash. She has two previous convictions for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Peterson's sister originally claimed responsibility for the crash. Good news for winter lovers, but for the rest, not so much.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has released its annual winter outlook. For Minnesota, it's showing a greater than average chance for more snow and colder temperatures in December, January, and February. But WCCO-TV meteorologist Mike Augustinak says not so fast. He says the outlook is based on the forecast for weak La Nina conditions, which he says can bring weeks-long stretches of both cold air and mild air.
That's WCCO's Laura Oakes reporting. And finally, with a busy weekend ahead in Minneapolis, Metro Transit is preparing for the crowds of music and sports fans. Paul McCartney is set to take the stage for his Get Back tour tonight at U.S. Bank Stadium, while the Golden Gophers have a home game at Huntington Bank Stadium. And Sunday, the Vikings play at home, bringing thousands to the downtown area. Metro Transit CEO Brian Funk.
We'll be adding capacity to the system. So we have longer trains. Normally, we have two-car trains. In this case, we'll have three of those cars coupled together. So we'll have a lot of capacity on the system, plus some extras for the end of the events.
Trains are expected to run for at least an hour after the show at U.S. Bank Stadium, and some select buses will run through one in the morning. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.